from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy and the Empower Home Team.
So, we were talking about it in the last segment, Mike. It's not every preseason where your team makes significant enough moves to where you really kind of change your, I don't know if expectation, but you just kind of change your overall feeling towards what a side of the ball can be. And I think that's what happened last week for the Falcons and their defense.
100%. I certainly can't remember anything like it here in Atlanta. I mean, I'm sure there's precedent for it elsewhere. It really does make things very exciting. Now you got to hope that you just can stay healthy.
Right.
And, you know, especially for Judon in particular, you hope he can come back now and replicate the player that he was 2 years ago prior to suffering his injury. But it's really exciting. I think it's an immense credit to Terry Fontenot. Immense credit. And it's funny how there have been some ebbs and flows in the way that I think we all have felt about what Terry is doing collectively here in the city of Atlanta. We've gone from, hey, Cousins, great job. Yeah, the best quarterback you could have brought in free agency, to you drafted Penix? Eighth overall? What?
Yep.
To, all right, now you kind of see the plan where you didn't really go heavy defense early in the draft, but you have now addressed the needs that you had with free agents and proven free agents at that, and it all kind of makes sense now. So I think Terry Fontenot deserves an immense amount of credit. Now you just have to hope that they can go out and execute, because on paper, this roster clearly looks like it's the best in the NFC South.
Do you think this was reactionary to Trice and Helm?
I'm sure it probably increased the urgency. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is Simmons didn't come in for the visit until after that happened.
Right.
And it sounds like, I don't know this for sure, but it sounds like they did not engage with the Patriots on Judon until after that happened. So, yeah, there's got to be some kind of correlation to that. But these are big, big, heavy swings that they could have made even without those injuries if they just took a week or two of training camp and the joint practices against Miami and whatever meaningful snaps you saw in that Miami game, and they could have made a judgment right there, regardless of injuries, that this is what they need to do. But it certainly does feel a little more than just coincidental, doesn't it?
I know that there's a lot of stuff just in the shifting landscape of football, both college and NFL, that we don't have control over any of it, but we obviously have no control over some of these things, and I guess it is what it is sort of just the answer on some of it. But, like, How do you wrap your mind around the way that preseason is treated? And the fact that we find out like Saturday morning that Penix, the backup quarterback, is not even going to play any more snaps in the preseason.
Yeah.
It's just sort of, again, it's a changing landscape.
Backup you think that hasn't played this preseason?
We played one game.
No, I'm saying they didn't play all of them. The only backup.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm not positive, actually. I mean, I think you could go through and maybe find another case or two of that. I'm not positive. I defer to Randy on this because he played 20 years ago. To me, it does not feel like the attitude and the urgency surrounding preseason games really has changed much over the last decade or two. I always looked at preseason games. I was a season ticket holder for an NFL team, and you'd get the preseason games as part of your season tickets. You just kind of knew you'd have to pay for it. And I remember feeling even then, just as a fan, very, very unserious about preseason games. And, maybe we'll get lucky and we'll see starters for a quarter or a half in one game. One thing that may have changed a little bit is going from four games down to three has eliminated that one game that is kind of sort of looked at as a dress rehearsal, right, where maybe starters play a half that would generally be the third of four preseason games. It feels like you don't have that quite as much anymore, but I don't know if the paradigm has really changed a whole lot about it. I think we're heading towards a world where it'll be an 18-game regular season and two preseason games, and, I mean, whatever. I'm fine with that. Can I say something, though? If they do that, if they go to 18 regular season and two preseason, let's start the regular season Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Let's not do two preseason games in early August
and then a month off.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't understand why they didn't reset the calendar
right
when they went down to three preseason games. At this rate, we're going to have the Super Bowl in March. At this rate, like, stop it. Back everything up. When I was a kid, the opening weekend of the NFL season was Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old, I don't think. And it worked fine. College football had its moment that weekend, too. It was fine. And you'd play the Super Bowl in late January, and by Valentine's Day, it was all about the NBA All-Star game. I hate that we keep pushing the Super Bowl later and later into February.
Yeah, although
I don't like that.
The only thing I do like is if they push it far enough,
yes,
then the Monday afterwards will be President's Day. And everybody gets a day off.
No, people can
be unproductive.
I'm pushing for that one.
Yeah, they want that. Yeah. Can I make one more suggestion if they go to 18 games and two preseason games? Obviously, you have one home game and one road game.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say because I don't get any money from it either way. But can they treat it the way that they treat the open scrimmage and just make it $5?
Yes.
So kids can go and people that can't get into games in the regular season because they're expensive. It's not a real game, so don't charge real prices.
Unfortunately, I think too much money is
I know that.
At stake.
They could do it if they wanted to.
You know what I would like to see? Neutral site preseason games. You know, let's play, and again, Arthur Blank and David Tepper, please cover your ears because you could lose money on this. Let's play Falcons, Panthers preseason at Columbia, South Carolina. Like, that would be an event. That would be a happening.
It's so hot.
It would be unbelievably hot. So maybe not there.
It'd be the hottest possible
maybe not
location.
There.
But
you play Titans Falcons preseason in Birmingham, Alabama.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to spice these preseason games up a little bit. If no one's going to play, that's one thing.
Yes.
Why don't you go to neutral sites then and throw the fans a bone? And maybe it's not $5. Maybe it's still $30 to get in. But you go into big enough markets where you can fill the stadium and still have an event and a happening and maybe expand your brand a little bit.
Yeah. Whatever they do, they've got to do something to freshen it up a little bit.
Falcons, Jaguars at Georgia Southern.
That'd be awesome.
That would be incredible.
Also very, very hot. But it would be awesome.
Well, yeah, yes.
It's going to be hot everywhere.
But yes, you can't avoid that. But then you do it on a Friday night, and hey, maybe you spend the weekend in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it'll ever happen. It probably won't because too much money is at stake. But if we really want to fix the preseason, in air quotes, and make it more interesting for the fans, it's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to do and maintain player safety and honor all of that. It's just going to be a little bit costly.
Mike, have you seen a better team? It's about the Braves that's been snake bit by injuries like this team?
Not really. I mean, I think a little bit of the 2017 Falcons. Mm-hmm. I thought that team was snake bit.
They were, yeah.
Just totally snake bit. Or was it 2018?
It was 2018.
The year
2017, they won a playoff game. Then the next year, they were pretty good.
I'm sorry, 2018.
Everybody got hurt.
Yeah, like someone got hurt in the opening night game against the Eagles. I think it was Keanu Neal.
Yep,
and then Ricardo Allen got hurt. And it was like all the same position group, too. It does remind me a little bit of that. I still think the Braves are going to make the playoffs relatively easily. I still think that. The National League doesn't really have a great team right now. The Phillies are playing mediocre baseball, really, over the last 3 months. The Dodgers haven't pulled away from anyone. You could have three teams from the National League West make the playoffs. Like, I'm not that blown away by anything in the National League right now. I still think the Braves are fine. They've shown a lot of resiliency to this point. You know, I know there's obvious concern, and that makes sense. It's just very, very unlucky. They're still going to make the playoffs. I would bet on that they will make the playoffs with Rail.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are these? They're two games up already?
Yeah.
They take 2 of 3 against Philadelphia.
Well, that's the thing. They're not that far behind.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's got the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Just the National League.
Right.
There's not a great team in baseball.
You could win this series against Philadelphia and suddenly be right in it to win the division
again. If you swept them, you're 4 out.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, and you play them 4 more times after that.
Right.
So, yeah, as bad as it's been, it's still pretty incredible that they're 8 games over. Hey, Caitlin Clark's going to be in town on Monday.
No, I'm excited. We're going to have that game on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Monday night, and I'm going to call it.
Yep.
I had a chance to call the Dream Game Sunday. Good come-from-behind win against Connecticut. They're playing well. They've won both of their games since the Olympic break ended. And they are telling me that could be the largest crowd for a WNBA game in the state of Georgia, the way the ticket sales are trending right now for that game. Because it'll be at State Farm Arena Monday night.
You think people want to go to that?
I know people want to go to that.
I'm going.
You are?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to be there for that game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.